This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russian President Vladimir Putin Thursday warned his U.S. counterpart Joe Biden in a call that new Western sanctions against Moscow could rupture ties between Russia and the United States and would be a big mistake, the Kremlin said. But a Kremlin aide said Russia was satisfied with their phone conversation, which he said centered on security guarantees that Moscow wants from the West amid a buildup of Russian forces close to the Ukrainian border. The White House says President Biden urged Russia to de-escalate tensions with Ukraine, adding Mr. Biden made it clear that the United States and its allies and partners will respond decisively if Russia further invades Ukraine. Nearly a year after the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol, the Pentagon said Thursday it would streamline the process for approving the use of National Guard forces in Washington. The Pentagon had been criticized for its slow response during the January 6th attack on Congress by supporters of then-President Donald Trump, which left five people dead and dozens injured. It took military officials more than 3 hours to get the National Guard deployed to Congress as it was being besieged by rioters because of a chain of bureaucratic requirements. The Pentagon said from now on, the Secretary of Defense will be the single approval authority for all requests for emergency use of District of Columbia National Guard personnel inside Washington. Friday is the last day Archbishop Desmond Tutu's body will lie in state at St. George's Cathedral in Cape Town. Saturday, President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to deliver the main eulogy at a Requiem Mass service for the anti-apartheid hero. Hundreds of mourners stood in line Thursday to pay their respects to the Nobel Peace Prize winner, who died Sunday at the age of 90. This is VOA News. A fierce wind-driven wildfire destroyed hundreds of homes, injured at least a half dozen people, and prompted the evacuation of tens of thousands of residents in and around two towns east of the Rockies in the U.S. state of Colorado near the capital, Denver, authorities said Thursday. Sparks from power lines and transformers toppled by high winds are believed to have ignited the swiftly spreading grass fire, according to a local sheriff. The fire follows several days of heavy snow in the Rocky Mountains to the west in an area previously bone dry from an extreme drought gripping eastern Colorado. The governor called the conflagration, quote, a force of nature, end quote. U.S. health experts Thursday urged Americans to prepare for severe disruptions in coming weeks as the rising wave of COVID-19 cases led by the Omicron variant threatened hospitals, schools, and other sectors impacting their daily lives. The warning came as the United States reached a record high in COVID-19 cases, while federal officials issued more travel warnings and reportedly prepared to authorize booster shots for 12 to 15-year-olds next week. The surge comes amid increased holiday travel, with New Year's celebrations still to come, and as schools grapple with students' return to classrooms following winter breaks. The United Kingdom recorded another daily record Thursday of COVID-19 infections, government data showed, driven by the new Omicron variant. While the government has said Omicron may be more mild, it is also more transmissible, and surging infections have caused widespread disruption, with train companies canceling services due to a lack of staff and Premier League soccer matches being called off. More than 100 Rohingya refugees who'd been adrift on a sinking boat off the western coast of Indonesia were allowed to disembark early Friday. This after authorities relented following international pressure to allow the group to seek refuge. Authorities had initially agreed to provide humanitarian aid before planning to turn away the vessel, but changed the decision after warnings about the condition of the vessel and calls from human rights groups to let the boat land. Three Tanzanian peacekeepers were injured Thursday when their vehicle struck an explosive device in the western part of the Central African Republic, according to a local UN mission. The peacekeepers' convoy was leaving town about 500 kilometers from the capital for a temporary military outpost when it drove over a mine, according to the mission. In recent months, the long-running conflict between opposition and government forces has switched gears, with armed groups driven out of the main cities, resorting to